The next patient is Dool Williams. The first name is D-U-L-E, the last name Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. This is the clinical case of a 75-year-old white male that is following the practice because of being impaired kidney function, period. The patient has a comorbidities that include the diabetes mellitus, arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. The patient underwent surgery in the back, and at that time, celecoxib was ordered twice a day, and the patient developed acute kidney injury. After we stopped the use of the celecoxib, the patient has been recovering progressively the kidney function. The serum creatinine that we got on March the 28th of 2024 is 1.65, a BUN of 32, an estimated GFR of 42.8. The patient has a urinalysis that is clean. There is no activity, but most importantly, the protein creatinine ratio is normal. The patient has recovered the kidney function. Number two, during the past evaluation, the patient had anemia of 10.6. He has been recovering the anemia 11.9 grams per cent. Now we are going to add a new iron, 150 milligrams daily, because the iron saturation is 18%. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, diabetes mellitus that for reasons that I don't know, we don't have the hemoglobin A1C. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. The total cholesterol 133, the triglyceride is 110, LDL is 70, HDL is 41. Following number, hyperuricemia, that is under therapy. The following number, the patient does no longer has a hyperkalemia. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to remote smoking. The patient is improving consistently. We are going to reevaluate the patient at the end of July with laboratory workup.